The smart grid is an important part of our infrastructure. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Birol Yishilada, professor of political science and international studies at Portland State University, discusses how to protect it from attack.
The smart grid is the electric grid of the 21st century, incorporating digital technology that enables two-way communication between power utilities and end users. The smart grid promises to improve transmission and integration of renewable energy, reduce demand, and mitigate the impact of outages. Still, the smart grid's network connections are not without security risks. Today's grid is susceptible to physical attacks and cyber attacks directed against power plants, other power infrastructure, and local and county end users, which represent America's soft underbelly. But with the smart grid, a determined hacker can infiltrate a victim's networks and computers, as demonstrated by last year's cyber attacks on firms SolarWinds and Kaseya. In those cases, businesses, utilities, and government agencies were caught in the net of the attacks, demonstrating just how vulnerable end users are to cybersecurity threats by malicious actors intent on disrupting critical systems, conducting espionage, or collecting ransom. Protecting government agencies, public utilities, and other critical users, such as healthcare providers, water, police, and fire districts from cyber threats to the smart grid requires a holistic approach. No single entity or institution can address this challenge on its own. To protect the smart grid, we need to understand what the risks and challenges are, and to do that, we have to bring stakeholders together. That means partnerships between government agencies, the private sector, public utilities, and academia. Working collaboratively, we can identify vulnerabilities in the smart grid and take action to reduce risks. Partnerships, particularly those at the regional level, can leverage the strengths of individual contributors for the greater good.
That was Birol Yishilada of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.